Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you for the next hour on theCUBE 88.9 FM. On today's show, I will have David, better known as Skip Wright, as my guest in the first half hour. Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he will be talking about an upcoming presentation and also about all the projects that the club is involved in. In the second half hour, my guest will be Ed Humphreys from Townshippers Association. Ed is the project manager, and he will be talking to us about the Culture for Seniors project and also about an upcoming holiday radio show, which will be broadcast on CJMQ at Christmas time. I will also have some music, some health information, and some community announcements. So please stay tuned. We will start the show with a song by Jason Mraz, and the song is called Back to the Earth. After the song, we will hear the interview with Skip Wright, so please stay tuned.
Before it goes from bad to feeling worse, I turn off my phone, I get down low, and put my hands in the dirt. I try to stop the world from moving so fast, try to get a grip on where I'm at, and simplify this dizzy life, and put my feet in the grass. I'm going back to the earth, I'm going back. To get high and move on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Well, the higher we go, the taller we grow. We lose sight of the land below. Well, you can have your place up in outer space, 'cause my home is where my food is grown. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back.
JMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen, and this is the Townships at 12. And today, my guest is better known Skip Wright. He's David Wright, but we call him Skip. You're still the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, Skip?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. So it's been a while since we talked. So tell us about the club, what's going on, and the activities.
We've had a great summer, and it's been a lot of things have happened since we talked. We've got a real nice speaker coming at 7 o'clock, Amity Baudouin Hall. Dr. Adrian L. Burke, he's a professor of archaeology department in University of Montreal, and he would be talking about the digs that they've been doing in the around the Atabifa Club Park and from the St. Francis Bridge down along the bike path.
Okay.
And the finding, it's a lot of artifacts, stone tools, pottery, and the Abenaki indigenous people, that was what was left over. They say it goes back 6,000 years, what they've been finding.
That's amazing.
The artifacts they've been finding.
Wow.
Interesting. I used to play around there when I was a kid. I was grew up over there. We used to find arrowheads once in a while or something, but we never knew exactly, you know, how old they were and that. So it's quite interesting.
Yeah, and that's on November 29th, the presentation.
Yeah, on the Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. 7 o'clock. Okay.
And that should be really interesting. That's going to be a big event. And we also had that speaker at our last meeting on October 25th. That was very interesting, too. That was Helen Hamel, Executive Director of the Foundation, Massawippi Foundation, and Jessica Adams. And they were telling us about their foundation they have. I did not know this, that group owns 1,200 acres, 13 properties along the Massawippi watershed. So that's quite a bit of piece of property. Mm-hmm. That they're preserving. It's all preserved, and with paths that they can take and things like this. And they also got Scowens Park. Have you been there, Maureen, to the Scowens Park?
I don't think
When you go into North Attlee on the right hand side.
No, I'll have to go there.
Very nice, very nice walk. I've taken a group of teachers there from University of Bishops. They're going to be prospective teachers, and tell them what we've been doing for our education program with the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, with Chris Adams, and we've been going into schools. He's from Dawson College. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting. They were very interested in what we're doing and how we can teach nature to our kids.
Because that's so important.
Yeah. And so that was interesting. And now we have some really, we had a pollinating garden at the Square Queen in Lenoxville.
That was a really neat project.
That was really neat. You're right. And I want to thank the city of Sherbrooke for the help they gave us. And also we had classes at the site in conjunction with the Lenoxville Library.
Okay.
And the kids would sit there, and then the bees would be coming to the pollinators would be coming to the flowers and that. But it's turned out really well. So I hope next year it might even be bigger. So.
Oh, okay. You're planning for next year also?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And we've been registered with the David Suzuki Foundation for Pollinating Gardens.
That's big news.
So it's going to be on their site and the maps that they make.
That is huge news.
Yes, very much so.
How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I've been trying to teach, we've been trying to go into schools and we need something that can concentrate at the school level, like where we don't have to take big long walks and that.
Mm-hmm.
So we started in Cookshire, we started a garden there, and that way there we can sit there in the outdoor classrooms and see the pollinators coming in and identify them and see how good they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned out really well. So now the club has expanded to Lenoxville, and we might be going to some other schools too.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Very interesting. very much.
It would be interesting.
And you're sitting right there in lawn chairs watching them.
It would be interesting to see a study if that decreased the anxiety level in the students.
It has. And now quite a few schools have gone to Nate outside classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I see that Lenoxville Elementary does, and Cookshire, and it's a few other there's quite a few others that have done the same.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very nice. And then we also have real big news that we have come across as somebody's Chris Honeybrook out in front of, I don't know if you'd noticed the sustainable gardens that they do in front of the Bishop's football field, the white farmhouse there.
Yes, I've noticed that, yes.
Well, he has let us, they had set up, along with Bruno Gauthier, 18 swallow birdhouses on big poles. I don't know if you ever noticed the poles there along the line of the experimental farm. And we have taken those over, 18 of them. We have to take them down because the ice takes them out. But boy, this is going to be really, really interesting. And it's for swallows. And we're not seeing as many swallows as we used to see when we were kids. And it's quite interesting. So we'll have an observation point where we'll be able to sit beside the St. Francis River. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to watch the swallows coming into these birdhouses.
Okay.
Have you noticed that we don't see as many swallows we used to see?
I did notice that, yeah.
You like flying over the, I know when you do your walks here now, you know, they'll fly over the water and that, but we're not seeing it much anymore.
Okay.
So this is going to be a really nice project. We'll be able to bring classes there, look at it, and see what we can do. And we also might be able to put up wood duck boxes too, houses along the river there. It'd be a ideal place.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, so that's a real nice news. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's property that we can use, and along with the sustainable garden that they have.
Mm-hmm. That's a big project.
And then now we have our Christmas bird count coming up.
Okay.
And on the December 14th,
mm-hmm.
And that should be really interesting. Last year we joined up with Oiseau Quebec. And they had 38 groups out, and they saw over 278,000 individual birds last year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 129 different species. So it's quite. And I know in our group we team up with the SLO,
mm-hmm.
and which is the group from Sherbrooke, and I know we see quite a few birds too, different birds and things like this. So. It turns out really well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would assume you have to be quite knowledgeable about the different birds.
Well, no. Well, you go with a group, mm-hmm. or you go with somebody that knows birds, and mm-hmm. We can always team you up with somebody. But a lot of it's done by individuals from the houses, just at their bird feeders and that, and then they would write into us or let us know what they saw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. It's very interesting. It's gets people occupied at that time of year, you know.
So if somebody wants to get involved in the bird count, the Christmas bird count on December 14th, they just, yeah. I guess, keep note of the different birds that come to their bird feeders?
That's right.
Okay, and yeah. How would they get in touch with the club?
Well, they can send me an email
mm-hmm.
at right.d@simpatico.ca.
Okay. So that's right.d@simpatico.ca.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I'd be more than glad to include it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, we've been having our regular bird walks during the summer. We've had two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw quite a few birds, but not as many as other years. There's a decline for sure in the amount of birds that we're seeing. And, just for fun, they saw two bald eagles, which we're starting to see a few more of those around. And the juncos are starting to come back.
Oh, that's good.
And they saw some gray-legged geese, which I've never seen before.
No, so, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, so they've seen some different, and they counted over 4,000 snow geese. Well, I can believe that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's been quite interesting for us. As you can see, we've had quite an eventful year after COVID.
Right, yeah, right. You started up after COVID. How long have you been having the regular meetings since COVID?
Well, we started last Christmas. Yeah, last Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And yeah. How is how the number of members, have they stayed the same or increased? Or
yes, actually, it's increased.
Good.
And we have quite a few people coming to our meetings, I must admit, especially for these great speakers that we've been having. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. And the work we're doing in the schools, it's getting around, the word's getting around, you know, for our educational project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing, and but next year should even be more exciting.
Good. Definitely exciting, and a lot of people, that's good news too. If
yes.
Somebody wants to join the club?
They come on next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Harmony Beaudoin, and they can. There's no fee to come in. You can come in and listen to the speaker,
mm-hmm.
and then join if you want.
Okay. And what's the membership?
$25.
Okay. That's $25 a year. That's $25 well spent for certain.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And it goes to good projects.
Mm-hmm. Lots of projects. Definitely getting the young people involved too, which is so important.
That's it. We have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Skip?
No, that's about it, Maureen, I think.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the club is thriving and more people are joining and schools getting involved. That's all good news.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for our small community. And so it's going really well.
Yeah. Well, we have a small community, but there's definitely a lot of interest in nature and education too.
Yeah. And when what they're doing in the Max Whippy Foundation is quite something too. The walks they have and the paths they've made, and it's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is there any news? I know at one point they were talking about the Hells Angels, the property there, turning it into a reserve.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, that's unfortunate, but it would be great.
Yeah. I don't think, personally, but I've been asking at the town hall and the meetings and that, but it's prime property, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see. We never know. But
okay. Good.
But we also got 10 birdhouses that on these poles that by the park, the Bennett Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's not far from there, from the Hells Angels thing. But
okay.
There's pathways up to the up to the hills up there. It's quite interesting.
Where is the Bennett Park exactly?
It's behind the old school board.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
In front of where, here I go, my age, the Peps. In front of
right
Tim
beside,
Hortons right
yeah,
now.
Right beside Lorraine's
the
Bakery,
back,
yeah.
There's a baseball field up there. And behind that, Mr. Hornibrook owns some property there, and they've installed some birdhouses there, elaborate birdhouses, really nice.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting.
You know,
okay.
So we're expanding.
Good. Good for you. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Skip, and have a good afternoon.
Well, thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And I'm Maureen. I'm back. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. And thanks again, Skip, for the interview. Now, just to make sure everybody is aware of this presentation coming up, it's very exciting. It's on November 29th, that's a Wednesday, 7 p.m. sharp at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center right in the heart of Lennoxville. The presentation is by Adrian L. Burke, Dr. Burke, Archaeology at the Confluence of the Massawippi and St. Francis Rivers. So Dr. Burke will present results from 10 prehistoric sites that attest to an indigenous occupation of this strategic area going back to at least 6,000 years. He will also present results of recent excavations 2021-2023 by the University of Montreal and the Sherbrooke Museum of Nature and Sciences, including those from a 2023 field school to train future archaeologists. So some findings, stone tools, pottery fragments, hearths, and ancient campsites. So you don't want to miss that. Again, that's Wednesday, November 29th. Everybody is welcome, 7 p.m. in the Abney Beaudoin Community Center in Lennoxville. Presentation is free to anybody, but if you'd like to join the club, it's $25 a year, and you can find out some more information at the presentation. And they also have a Facebook page. So just type in St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and you'll come up with a lot more information there. So next up, I'm going to announce some other community events. So we have lots of community events, and if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up and would like to get the word out, it's free. Just give us an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get it on. And if you would like, I would be more than happy to do an interview with you. So please just give me an email. So we have a Christmas market at the Hut, the ANAF, and that is sponsored by the Ladies Auxiliary, Unit 318. They will be hosting a Christmas market at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville. That happens on Sunday, November 26th, 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Many different vendors. Also coming up at the Hut, there's 19 Stone AC/DC, a cover band. So that's a dance playing on Saturday, November 25th, starts at 8 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville. Admission is only $10, and everyone over 18 is welcome to attend. The Hugs campaign, that's still on with Mental Health History. That's going until March. They're looking for donations for new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, and also toiletries such as hairbrushes, deodorants, etc. You can drop them off at the beige bins at door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville, or you can give them a check. All monetary gifts are used to purchase essentials. Please just write Hugs in the memo line, and you can also schedule a drop-off. So you can get in touch with them by phone 819-565-3777 or give them an email projects@mentalhealthestry.com. Coming up at Grace Village, they are featuring 45 different vendors at their Christmas market, holiday gift shopping, festive treats, raffle prizes, and just definitely a wonderful time in general. Free admission, everyone's welcome. That happens on Saturday, November 25th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. So lots of events, and we'd love to add to them, so just give us an email, please. So next up, we're going to hear a song, and I'll be back after that.
I'm falling down the same road after all these years. See Van Gogh in my mirror cry, tears won't heal the fears. In every haunted house move, memories chasing a silhouette broken too. Canvas in my head paints sunrise glory, but starry night don't shine through. I'm terrified, I'm anxious, my body keeps shutting me down. Stuck in quicksand, everything is nasty underground. And I don't know where we're headed tonight, but I know it's gonna be with you. Got the dinosaurs, man. Dragons and dungeons soothing everyone.
that was a song by Corey Hart. Haven't heard from him in quite a few years. And the song was called Dinosaurs. Next up, we're going to take a break. We're also going to hear the news with Derek Bullard. And I'll be back after that with the second part of the show. And in the second part of the show, we'll be talking with Ed Humphreys from Townshippers Association. So please stay tuned.